When I talk about stories, people often ask me, where do stories come from? And I've thought that they come from two sources. One is what happens during the day, the adventures a day brings. And the other is what happens during the night, the adventures of the night. In fact, the Eskimos had a house called the Kaski, which was the house of dreams. And during the winter time, the men would gather and they would tell dreams.
All of us are dreaming every single night. And it's a special kind of mental process that's not like any other one we have anywhere, because the dreaming mind is really in the business of taking all of yesterday and all of what you've ever heard in your entire life and combining it with all the things that ever happened to you in your entire life and making tonight's contribution to the picture story of you.
Myth comes from the same place that dreams come from. Not from consciously planned and programmed storytelling or thinking, but from the sort of thing that comes spontaneously out of the unconscious system.
Welcome to WNYC's Storytelling Festival. This program is about myth. Joseph Campbell, author of a four-volume study of world mythologies, talk about the relationship between myth and dream. He also describes major mythological ideas and motifs, and some extraordinary goddesses. Anthropologist and linguist Sally McClendon, who's been collecting and studying the myths of a Native American tribe, will tell us why these myths are so difficult for non-Native Americans to understand. And then dream teacher and anthropologist Alexander Randall describes a society that uses dreams as a source of psychological and spiritual guidance. He'll give us some tips on how to confront a monster, and he explains how all of our dreams contribute to world mythology. Then storyteller Laura Sims, who's been studying the adventures of a Hawaiian goddess, will share one of those myths with us. But first, Brother Blue, a storyteller from Boston, tells a well-known Greek myth, Pygmalion.
Here we go. Now listen. Long, long before recorded history, someone was telling this story about how when you love something with all of yourself, with your heart, your mind, your soul, you call that thing into the world like calling a butterfly through the chrysalis, the cocoon. Long ago, Ovid, a great Greek poet, told this story